Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager at Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining me today. And so on today's show, I have a familiar guest. I have Fred Jackson. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Carol. How are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm great. Enjoying the summer. You know, the drought's not a terrible thing when you like nice weather.
Right, exactly. And I think you're like a golfer, right? So you like it when it's dry and you can get out there, correct?
Yeah, the ball goes further on a dry course. So it makes you feel better.
That's good. I asked you to join today's show is because August 7th through the 13th is National Health Center Week, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And it's something to really celebrate for Way Memorial Community Health Centers. I will tell you that. So you want to talk about that a little bit more?
Sure. There are over 1,200 community health centers nationwide. And at Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers, we're the fourth largest in Pennsylvania with 19 sites and 350 employees. We're spread across Wayne, Pike, our predominant counties, but also in Carbondale and the four city regions to our west. So we serve a broad base of people. Last year, we serviced over 51,000 people, and we expect in 2022 that number will go up slightly.
Wow. And if, you know, just to kind of put it in perspective, Wayne County's population is about 52,000 people, correct?
Yeah, correct. Probably in the overall population in our service area, it's hard when you're talking about parts of Carbondale. We serve about 125,000 people.
Wow. And that's a lot of people. And, you know, what is so important about, our community health centers is it services anyone. When I say that, I mean individuals, obviously, who have insurance, or if they are low insured, or if they have no insurance at all, right?
That's correct. One of the buzzwords is community health center. Community means everybody. And we have a number of programs. Certainly 40% of our population is, you know, commercially insured with Geisinger and or Highmark or Aetna. And then a large percentage of Medicare, Medicaid. And then also people without insurance or people with high deductible plans that we can help reduce some of their costs through some of our different programs, our sliding fee program. Last year, we gave away close to $1 million in free care. And through our pharmacy program, spent about $300,000 for patients that only had to pay $5 for a prescription.
Right. Go ahead. Sorry. And we hear that a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most of the free care came out of the dental office. Our dental offices were the predominant one because a lot of people have decent health insurance and, you know, for coverage for doctor's visits, but the dental is very challenging. And we all know how important good dental health is.
Right. And our dental clinics, we have one in Wayne County and one in Pike. Do they service both children and adults?
We do. I mean, as our heritage in the dental clinic was started back in the late 90s or the early 2000s as a pediatric only dental clinic. So that's in our DNA. But as we grew as a community health center in 2009, we started taking adults, and now we cover the full spectrum of ages.
Right. And I think back too, because the office I'm in, my building actually on the first floor was where the first dental office was before the mobile dental that they had also.
You know, and we're gone quite a bit with two part-time dentists then to now we have six full and part-time dentists and two offices as opposed to two dental chairs. We have right currently 19 and we're going to 21. With an expansion project this year. So,
wow. And I also know, because I've done radio shows with your dental staff, particularly Lori Wood, who goes into the schools districts also and provides, you know, some dental services like cleanings and checkups.
Yeah. Lori has a certification as a public dental health hygienist. And we've been working with several of the local school districts in the last couple of years for her to go into, bring her portable chair and provide cleanings right there. Because at that age, that is where we can have the most impact of starting young people out with positive dental experiences and good dental health that hopefully they carry with them through their lives.
Right, which we know is so important. And, we were just talking too before that, we go out to a lot of community events too, and dental participates in a lot of them. And we often give out free toothbrushes, free toothpaste, little packets and stuff, but at least, it's the opportunity that people can get a toothbrush to maintain their oral health, correct?
Correct. And, we do have some people that are very challenged, and we do fight still, some of the old myths about, dental care of where, your teeth weren't a lifelong thing. And there's some of that is ingrained in different elements of the community that we have to work through.
Right. And I think in healthcare, there are always challenges that we face. We know that. But I think having that community center, one of the biggest challenges, like we talked about, is financial, that, we are set up, the community health centers are set up to provide the care at the, minimal cost for a person if they, qualify for the assistance that we have, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So, we have our primary care offices that go to as well as Northern Wayne, right? Which is very rural for Wayne County. So if you look at Wayne County, right, we're more up and down, right? Mm-hmm. And so, we spanned as far as Northern Wayne. And, we were talking about this too, without the community health centers and the funding, that office may not be available for those individuals, right?
That's correct. And that's why some of the grant dollars that the federal says to look at, certain locations can't physically support financially a doctor's office. So the grant allow us to go to places that would not be. And, we have a wide expanse. Our focus the last couple of years is trying to expand in Pike County with, we've been working with the commissioners there trying to expand. We opened a new women's health office in Dingman's Ferry last year. And we continue to enlarge our footprint in Pike County.
Right. And then in the same note too, also improve your current offices and the areas in which they're located, right? Because the Women's Health Center, which is located on the other end of Park Street, is kind of moving up a little bit, correct?
Right. We have a project that's just shy of $1.5 million. It's in the old Northeast Eye building. We're moved there in the early fall. And I think it's a great update in our facilities. We got a lot of support from the Moses Taylor Foundation in terms of helping to build that building. And we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah. So, look in when fall comes around, we'll see hopefully a grand opening by then, right?
Right.
A new building. So, and then another important aspect or under the umbrella of our community health centers is our VA outpatient clinic, correct?
That's correct too. And, this is a contract that several veterans had pushed for us to help get in, and through, Jack Dennis, our who had worked with us for years in development. We were finally able to get that in 2014, that VA contract. And we serve just shy of about 1,000 veterans out of that center there.
Wow. Is there a maximum number that you can serve?
No, we can continue to grow. We have Dr. Erickson and Ms. Woodmansey is our physician and nurse practitioner there, and we have capacity. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is a lot of our Vietnam era vets, aging out and passing mm-hmm. on. And so there is, turnover there.
Right. And I know that one of the individuals who worked for our VA clinic was out at a car show the other day, and you know, she made some connections. We were there because the car show was, you know, specifically for vets, I mean, and their mm-hmm. families. But that's what we do. We get that information on the community. As you know, I do community health. So I talk to a lot of people. And when, you know, when someone comes up to me and says, I don't have a primary care, I don't know how to find one. You know, that's our job, to get the word out there, to get them to know what's available, because we service a lot of, you know, areas. So coming back to the celebration of National Health Centers Week, you have Patient Appreciation Day coming up, correct?
Correct. On Friday of Health Center Week, we have some handouts, some neat little pens that to give patients. And you know, the whole week is Patient Appreciation Week for the most part. And mm-hmm. so, we look forward to that. You know, we also have just Saturday is the Children's Health Day. And so I would encourage people, we do have a number of bicycles we're giving away that we working with the bikes shop here in town. And that they're age appropriate. And so there are free raffle tickets, and whether you're a patient or not, stop in one of our offices and fill out an entry form. We'll draw the winners of those bicycles on Saturday. And
and that's August 13th. So, you know, people have all week to visit one of our centers.
Correct. Correct. And we do have the, I believe the entry forms are in all the centers now, and they can start mm-hmm. this week, and, you know, vote early and vote often, as the saying goes.
Right, right. And Sawmill Cycles, you had mentioned them. They are awesome. They do so much for our community too. So, you know, they'll work with them. You know, if your child is one of the winners, you bring them in and they'll measure the right bike for them, which is just really, really great.
Right, right. And we do have a little toddler one with a, you know, with the training wheels, which I don't think is their forte, but they went out and found us some really nice bicycles for us to put into the raffle. So they've mm-hmm. been great to partner with.
Right. And, you know, when you talk about bike safety too, wearing a helmet for any individual that rides a bike, I do a lot of biking out there and I always have a helmet on, and how important it is to protect your head, because you never know when you're going to fall, or if you're newly riding a bike, or if you're a pro at it too. So, you know, there's also programs available for free helmets. So if anyone needs one, just give me a call too. And we can look for one, get that free bike. We'll make sure you get a helmet too. Right.
Right. Right.
Which is so important. So what, you know, anything else on the horizon that's coming up, Fred? You know, we talked about, you know, always looking for expanded services, you know, Pike County, Wayne County, you know, and we talked about, you know, Patient Appreciation Week, you know, we're showing them our appreciation, but that's every day. I mean, the community health centers follow strict quality measures, correct? Can you just talk a couple minutes about that?
Oh, yeah. We're what they call patient-centered medical home certified. This is by the American CAQH, the Committee for Accrediting Quality of Healthcare. I'm not getting that name right, but it is considered the gold standard of certification for quality care. And through our group, we worked for years to achieve this certification about 3 years ago now. And so they have a series of standards in terms of follow-up with patients and access for patients and managing the totality of the patient care. And so it's something we strive for, something we're very proud of, and we worked hard to get.
Right, right. And so, yes, and thank you. So, you know, we're pretty much out of time right now. But, you know, so again, next week, August 7th through the 13th, is National Health Center Week. Thank you, Fred. Thank you to all your staff, all your providers, mid-levels, office staff. Everyone has done an amazing, amazing job for our community. So, you know, thank you from us. Thank you for everything that you guys do.
You're welcome. And we're, you know, we're blessed with a good staff. We don't have enough of them. We're always hiring. And so I put a plug in there. You know, we have the same shortages as everybody. And please, you know, you want to get your relative off the couch, send them over.
Okay. Right. Or if you want to, you know, even look about changing different career paths, this is a great way. I mean, how many of our staff, you know, started as a medical assistant and decided to go on to nursing school? Those are that opportunities that you provide to the individuals that work, you know, here at the hospital, as well as the community health centers.
Right. And I know we're out of time, but we also have a number of training programs where we can train you for the position that you're looking for and give you, start you on that career ladder.
Right. Right. And again, all the information that we spoke about today, you can visit our website at WMH.org and go under community health centers. Our physician offices are located there, phone numbers, contacts, and all that stuff. So Fred, thank you again for joining me today.
You're welcome. Anytime. Glad to come back, Carol.
Yeah, me too. And again, this is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening and have a great day.